Hi, this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we explore the music of singer and band leader Betty Carter. Let's begin with something Betty Carter recorded in 1992 on her album, It's Not About the Melody. This is I Should Care.
I should care. I should go around weeping. I should care. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then again, I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep lulls you to sleep. I should care. I should let it upset me. I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I will find someone as wonderful as you. I should care, and I do.
Singer Betty Carter was born in Flint, Michigan in 1929 and was raised in Detroit. Originally named Lily Mae Jones, Betty Carter studied piano at the Detroit Conservatory of Music and began singing at jazz clubs as a teenager. She joined Lionel Hampton's band when she was 18 and then went on to perform with people like Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Muddy Waters, and she worked all over New York for most of the 1950s. In 1952, she had the opportunity to record an album with King Pleasure. And then in 1955, she recorded with pianist Ray Bryant. From the album Meet Betty Carter and Ray Bryant, let's hear a bit of Thou Swell.
If I was bitten little bubble little bay, I'd feel so rich in a heart for two rooms a kitchen. I'm sure would do give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And a little dipper dope bubble dipper weaver dope did that bread.
Betty Carter recorded her first album as a leader in 1958 called Out There. Let's hear a tune from that album, written by the great Randy Weston. Here is Babe's Blues.
Small children found Babe's Blues around. Blues made them cry. Unlike adults, have fewer faults, and as a rule, they're pretty cool. They meet blues, they greet blues, then beat blues. Kids take a fall, but like a ball, bounce up again. They'll shed a tear to fool a fear. They're not afraid. They've got it made. Kids meet blues, then beat blues, and beat blues. Small girls and boys treat blues as toys, like in a game. Blues come their way most every day. Kids let them in, don't let them win. Kids make blues, then fake blues. Then shake blue.
Takes tango, to the tango, to the really get the feeling of romance.
In the music business, many times it's all about who you know. And this was also true for Betty Carter, because it was Miles Davis who suggested to Ray Charles that he take Betty under his wing. As a result, she began touring with Ray Charles in 1960. A year later, the two recorded the iconic version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Although it had been recorded many times before, this version is the first to reach the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. From the album Ray Charles and Betty Carter, this is Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And Father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half.
Why don't you put
more
some records on while I pour?
And the neighbors might think
Betty, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this dream?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
red. I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no, sir,
if I move in closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Betty, it's cold outside.
The answer.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. And that's
my sister will be suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves up on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never set your bliss in.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
In the 1960s, as a result of rock and roll and pop music providing substantial income for record labels, Betty Carter had to work really hard to continue booking jazz gigs with her trio. But she was fairly successful as one of the very few jazz groups to continue booking tours in the late 60s. As a way of controlling her own destiny, Betty Carter formed an independent record label called Bett Carr Records. Now, this may not seem significant because we know there are countless independent labels now, but this was 1969, and she was an African-American woman. Betty Carter was a trailblazer. In an interview, Carter said people thought she was crazy. But she also said it was the best thing that ever happened to her. The first album she released on Bett Carr was simply called Betty Carter, and then was reissued in 1987 as Betty Carter at the Village Vanguard.
Where can he be? What is he doing up and searching?
As an entrepreneur, Betty Carter began to build a wider audience and made a name for herself during the 70s. She soon found herself as a musical guest on the first season of Saturday Night Live in 1976, and she performed at the famous Newport Jazz Festival for the next 2 years. She was gaining recognition from critics, media, and fans. And in 1979, she released one of her most well-known recordings called The Audience with Betty Carter.
Don't let him, don't let him, don't let him, don't let him hold on to him tight.
Now, this is the first Betty Carter recording I was exposed to, and it is a prime example of Ms. Carter doing what she does best, performing live and interacting with the audience and her band. And the band was stellar, setting the standard for the many musicians who would eventually pass through her band. The trio consisted of John Hicks on piano, bassist Curtis Lundy, and Kenny Washington on drums. Here she is with her trio from 1979 in San Francisco. This is The Trolley Song.
Here with my high-fast collar and my high-top shoes, hair cut high up on my head, I'm going to lose a jolly hour on a trolley. Lost my heart is dead in his light brown derby and his bright blue tie. He was quite the handsome Mr. Man. Started to begin, I counted to ten. Started to begin again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding dong, ding dong went the bell. Sing went my heart string the moment I saw him. I fell. Chug, chug went the motor. Bump, 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 bump went the brakes. Thump went my heartbeat when he smiled. I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat, took a seat, and then he said, "Can I step on your feet, honey?" He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me to death. Buzz, 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 buzz. With the bus, plop, 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 with our wheels. Stop.
She was also responsible for launching the careers of countless young musicians who would play in her trio. She always liked having young players around her because of their youthfulness and fresh ideas. Carter employed numerous pianists over the years who would eventually become major players internationally, like Benny Green, Cyrus Chestnut, Mulgrew Miller, Jackie Terrison, and Mark Carey, as well as some of my favorite drummers such as Lewis Nash, Clarence Penn, Winard Harper, and Greg Hutchinson. Along with guest trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, here she is with the title track from Droppin' Things.
To my life so suddenly, I tried to tell this man that I'm not free. He gave me such a sexy look, I shook nervously. There I went, breathing hard, stumbling and dropping things. His pace is off the path, I'm telling you. He took my hand and said, "How do you do?" I got so flustered, I began to look all around my room. I go round and round and round in the sun.
Determination is his middle name. I soon gave in to keep from going insane. And now the table's turning. He now knows how it feels to fall. There he goes, breathing hard.
In 1993, Betty Carter recorded an album with a powerhouse trio, including Jerry Allen on piano, bassist Dave Holland, and drummer Jack DeJohnette. The album was called Feed the Fire. That same year, she developed a program called Jazz Ahead. Now, Jazz Ahead was held at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York and featured 20 young and promising musicians from around the country. The group was invited to be trained by and rehearsed with Ms. Carter, and this experience culminated into a showcase at the end of the week. This program still exists and is now hosted by the Kennedy Center. I was honored to participate in Jazz Ahead 97 with Ms. Carter, and I will never forget that amazing opportunity. Betty Carter's final recording was called I'm Yours, You're Mine, and included two graduates from the jazz department right here at Western Michigan University, bassist Matt Hughes and pianist Xavier Davis. I spoke to Xavier, who was a member of Carter's band between 1994 and 1996.
We were all in our early 20s, so we're supposed to have a lot of energy, you know, because we're kids. And she had more energy than all of us put together. One thing I learned, though, is that because she had so much energy, she didn't accept us to express being tired. If you said that to her, or if she heard you telling someone else that you're tired, it was going to be a rough night at the gig that night. She was going to work you like you've never been worked before. That's all she knew. She played with Lionel Hampton's band, and she had been on the road her whole life. And so you don't get tired. This is what you do. You know, it's like Duke Ellington. You know, it's not a tour. This is life. This is, you know, you go out here and you play, and you sound great. And I don't care if what happened in your life, you have to sound great. The tempos that she would call were extreme. I don't think I've ever played faster than I've played with Betty. They were just extremely fast tempos and extremely slow tempos. And that's slow is just as exhausting as fast. Focusing and concentrating like that for the long sets that we would do night after night would be exhausting. She was very much connected to the audience. And that was it was great to see that and how she reacted to different audiences.
From her final recording, this is Betty Carter with September Song.
From May to December, and our days grow short. When you reach September, the autumn weather turns the leaves.
Throughout her 45-year career, Betty Carter developed a sound that was like no other, and she trained countless young musicians to be in the moment as she pushed them to embrace the unfamiliar. Miss Carter's influence reached around the world. She performed at the White House and was awarded a National Medal of Arts by President Bill Clinton. Betty Carter passed away in 1998, but her legacy continues in the sounds of the many musicians that worked with her. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events, and make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.